Sawati Discibly and Sawati Omnes, welcome again to another episode of me etymologizing, doing a little bit from our prior episodes where I've been diving into kind of content that I'm doing on my TikTok. But if you want to see more of a visual format, this is going to be the longer format addressing the root word. And I'll be able to get into more words because when I do it on my whiteboard, I only have so much whiteboard to work with. I don't have my big old whiteboard like I did back at school. So with that being said, we're going to be getting into the word tele, the Greek word, root word tele, which means far away and or distant. This is where, again, we got from telephoto, for instance, right? What is photos in the Greek? It means light. So a telephoto is a far away light, essentially. A distant light, emitting a distant light. That being said, though, we're going to get into these ones here. Light from far away. Sorry, I'm still thinking about telephoto. With that being said, though, would really appreciate you considering leaving me a tip over at Ko-Fi. You can just leave me a dollar, some cents. I don't know. You do it when you go to the coffee shop. You do it when you're having some drinks. I don't know. I would say that a lot of the time, if I'm giving this content, this valuable content, a lot of it just coming from my brain. I don't have a lot to give. But if you have a means of giving to reciprocate my giving of all the knowledge of my brain, I would really appreciate it at this time right now. You can also go ahead and consider Gut Guardian, if you will. That's a probiotic drink. I like it. Prebiotic, probiotic, postbiotic. I love how now that we're becoming more and more in this realm of gut health, we've come up with postbiotics now. It used to just be probiotic, right? But then we realized that we need prebiotics, aka the fibers that the probiotics feed off of in order to get inoculated in the small bowel so that it can proliferate and stick in there. That's what SIBO is, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It's also what we call small intestinal hyperpermeability. Hyperpermeability refers to basically all of those food particulates. If you deal with IBS, when it gets into your small bowel, your small bowel is hyperpermeable. And maybe if you have IBS, that's why you feel so viscerally. You feel your bloating, your distension, you feel the gut, you feel everything within. Because what's happening is that those food particulates that you've ate are actually getting leaked through. They find their way through the cilia and the epithelial tissue of your small bowel. I forget if it's pseudostratified squamous epithelial, regardless of. Those food particulates end up in your blood, and that's when the immune response takes place. That's why they call it autoimmunity. A lot of the time, people that are autoimmune have like a hyper immune system. It's like they react to anything and everything. That's kind of with me. So I don't know. If you have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, fancier terminology, because doctors got to give it a little bit more of a fancy term for it to be deemed a part of the medical literature. Small intestinal hyperpermeability. Before, what do we used to call it back in the day? Leaky gut. And that's what they call it. They don't call it really that anymore. But the dumbed down version of all of this, of what I've been saying, leaky gut, aka it leaks out of the gut. And in this case, into your bloodstream, the immune response takes place. And I didn't realize that I'd be given a whole diatribe on the inner workings of small intestinal hyperpermeability, aka leaky gut. But now you know. And if you deal with IBS like your boy here, because nobody seems to want to actually give me a diagnosis because I just have a bunch of symptoms that don't correlate with anything. And that's what a syndrome is when they just take a bunch of symptoms and symptomatology, wrap it all together, realize that none of it correlates whatsoever. And then they are like, well, we don't have a clear diagnosis because none of this makes sense. So we're just going to call it the syndrome, which sucks, but whatever. That being said, let us get on into it. Consider helping me out. Rate me. That's a free way to do it. If you're not going to do it monetarily, do it free. Plug me anywhere and everywhere. Friends, families, coworkers, colleagues. Anybody that wants to learn and grow, consider it. With that being said, I got a little bit of some noise. So I need to take care of this real quickly, and then we're going to get back into it. Starting with tele. Alrighty, starting off with our first one. How about a television? Vision actually comes from the Latin, video, videre. We see, and then the fourth principal part, visum. That's actually where we get vision, visum, having seen essentially, or, well, just refers to see, but having seen from far away. That's what a television means, and it's seeing distant things essentially is what it refers to. How about a telephone? Phonos is sound. You guys know. Sound from far away. It emits sound from far away. What is a telephone? Well, I'm hearing your sound over the ethers being emitted through the speakers, and I hear your voice. Telegraph, however. Tele means far away. Graphos, again, means write or drawing. So it's writing from a distance, a telegraph. Telephoto, something that I mentioned before, prior. Photos referring to light. Telephoto is light from far away. How about telescope? Scope, skoipeo, refers to look at in the Greek. Skopeo, again, telescope. If it means to look at, what is tele again? Fill in the blank for me. That's right. Device for looking at distant objects. What about telepathy, though? Tele, again, meaning far away. Pathos. Do you remember what pathos refers to? It can refer to two different things, either feeling or suffering. In this case, let's go ahead and do feeling because I think that would be a better suited in this case. Suffering more so pertains to the medical field. Pathos, feeling. What is telepathy? It's really knowing how someone far away is feeling. So if you didn't know, now you know. How about a telethon? Thought that this one would be a funny one. A telethon actually comes from marathon. Thon. Because marathon is a battlefield in ancient Greece, and I'll get into that history. But a telethon is a telephone fundraiser, which runs nonstop, as... is it Pheidippides? Pheidippides, I think, is his name. He ran after the Battle of Marathon. So the Battle of Marathon, if you didn't know, so the great battle between the Athenians and the Persians in 490 BC. I know that date very well. It took place in the plain of Marathon. Well, when the Greeks won, they sent a runner. I'm pretty sure it was Pheidippides. Comment below or comment wherever you can if you want to hit me up. Send me a voicemail if you want to actually correct my pronunciation because you guys know me. I just know the information. Sometimes I don't know exactly how to relay it fully, but you just teach me and then I'll learn something new. I don't want to look it up right now. I don't want to stop my flow. So Pheidippides. They sent that runner from Athens after the fight, 26 miles away, with the news. As the runner arrived, he delivered the message that they had won, and then he died at the walls. That's why a modern-day 26-mile race is called a marathon. That's where we get that from. And I've never done a marathon, but it sounds like a pretty long and grueling run. So that's what a telethon is. And if you've, I think about telethons from like old movies and stuff like that, like back in the like 80s and 70s and whatnot. I don't know why. Let's do a couple words, a couple more. How about telekinesis? Kinesis, again, meaning movement. Telekinesis or telekinetic is the movement of an object which is far away from a power. Spiritual, magical, which is moving it. So If you've got telepathy, I'm sorry, not telepathy, telekinesis, which also kind of correlates with telepathy in a way. Telekinetic is kind of cool, right? You can be moving things from far away with your mind. Another one would be telex. A telex is a recently coined technological word for a communication service using teletypewriters. I had to look this one up, but I thought this one was kind of interesting. And teletypewriters that are connected by wire. But that being said, if you didn't know, now you know.